Welcome to Dollars and Cents with Clinch Powell, a weekly conversation about the things that matter most in our lives with Stace Cargie and Lindy Turner.
Welcome back to another edition of Dollars and Cents with Clinch Powell. This is our weekly conversation on all things that matter, our families, our finances, and, well, just fun, I guess, today because we're in the holiday spirit. I'm Stace Cargie.
I'm Lindy Turner.
And welcome, welcome. Last night, Cumberland County, Crossville's annual Christmas parade. They had to reroute it this year. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you had a chance to go out, but they had to reroute it because, of course, they're doing all the work on Main Street. But it's still lovely. Always nice to see.
Right.
Love seeing the kids, you know, getting the candy. And
right.
All. It's just so much fun.
I know it.
So much fun.
It is. Now, those are, you know, those are traditions that are, you know, so old, and it's wonderful that they're still going on.
And that's what makes a small town have its charm.
Right.
You know? I mean, really.
It is.
That's what it's about, bringing the community together. Mm-hmm. And I know the Palace Theater is having a lot of Christmas movies. So if you're thinking about something to do as we ramp up, you know, the kids will be out of school later this week, thinking about something to do, you know, hey, there's a lot of stuff that's not going to cost you an arm and a leg.
Right.
In Fairfield Glade, they're running a lot of Christmas movies. Mm-hmm. So, you know, just check the community calendar.
Yes.
And spend time rather than money. Spend time with the people that you care about.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, it's priceless.
It's priceless.
It's the thing that's priceless. The memories are priceless.
Yes. And today, being December 15th, I am 56 years old today.
Happy birthday to you.
But here's the thing. So my mom's birthday was December 16th. Mm-hmm. So we always celebrated together. So our tradition when I was a kid was that we would have dinner. You know, mom would usually make whatever I would request. And
right.
This is how crazy a kid I am. I would request Brussels sprouts or I know. I love Brussels
sprouts. I'm sorry. I wish you all could see my face.
I know. It's cringed. It is cringed. Or or cabbage rolls. I loved my mom's cabbage rolls. And I cannot make them like she did, but man. Just anything for her kid. I know.
Okay.
My brothers and sisters hated me.
Okay.
Because it's like they hated my birthday because they knew they were not going to eat that night.
Like, but, and what age were you when you learned that
six,
you loved?
Six, seven.
Oh,
I mean, from that time, I loved Brussels sprouts. I just thought were so cute because they were like little baby cabbages. And I just thought that they were adorable.
Right.
And yeah, I know it's crazy, but I don't know. So we would do
well,
so
to each his own.
I know. So we would do that. And then we would go, and I grew up in Los Angeles. I grew up in Southern California. So we would go and we would drive around. We'd see all the Christmas lights.
Mm-hmm.
And then we would
go. On the palm trees.
Yes, on the palm trees. And then we would go to Thrifty Ice Cream. So Thrifty was like what a Rite Aid or a CVS was, kind of like that drugstore.
Right.
But Thrifty's had this ice cream counter. And anyone that's from Southern California knows exactly what I'm talking about. So they had this ice cream counter. And you could get a cone. And they had the best ice cream scoopers. It was like a cylinder. So they would put it in the big thing of ice cream and it would come out a perfect cylinder and it would fit right on the cone.
Really?
Yeah. So it fits right inside. You know, because like when they do a scoop and
I
it gets
know,
all
and you
lopsided.
Have all the blank stuff, you know, it's like.
Right. No, this fit right inside. It was genius.
Wow.
Genius. And so you
I'm
could
trying
get.
To visualize, how did they actually scoop it though?
They would put this thing in the ice cream.
But do you have to start with the big end?
Yeah, no, it's just one. It's just like one. Think of like a hose,
mm-hmm.
only like a metal with a bigger circumference. Mm-hmm. That was maybe, you know, and they would punch it down basically, mm-hmm. like a cookie cutter.
Okay, so these were not like waffle cones that came to a point.
No, these are your regular cones.
Gotcha. All right, these sorry, I'm with you now because I'm like, no, wait a minute.
Yeah, that's no. It's like your regular cake cone.
Gotcha.
So it fit perfect.
Uh-huh.
And you could do, they could go as many as three,
mm-hmm.
right, stacks. So, yeah. So, and it was great because it would go right on inside. It would just mm-hmm. nestle perfect. But we'd go to Thrifty's and it was like 15 cents for a single scoop and then like a quarter for a double. And the best ice cream you've ever had. So I just had the best memories of, we'd go to Thrifty's and I'd get to have a chocolate chip, you know, ice cream. And their chocolate chip ice cream was so different than any other chocolate chip. It was like flakes. So it was just melt in your mouth. So
mm-hmm.
good.
Like
so
shade.
So good. So we would go to Thrifty's and we would drive around, you know, and then we'd come back and my mom would make a marble cake.
Mm-hmm.
And so I always have this just fond memories of marble cake in my birthday, you know, and she would make it every year and we would split, you know, it would be for both of us. And it was just so cool being able to share that with my mom. You know, and it was always a thing. So, you know, she's been gone now going on 3 years. And it's still that day, like, you know, the 15th and 16th is so bittersweet because I just, you know, I just miss her being, you know, that was our thing, right? And she was, I mean, she was a gem. She was feisty and smart, wicked smart, and but just so loving and would do anything for us kids and always wanted to make everything beautiful. And my mom and dad would tell me that people decorated their houses for my birthday. So if you ever want to know why I come off as very entitled when it comes to my birthday, it's because I appreciate y'all decorating your houses for my birthday.
For your birthday.
But, you know, my mom had been a December baby, so she had had that whole, you know, getting sort of overlooked at the holidays.
Oh, it's tough. Yeah.
And the Merry Birthday, Happy Christmas birthday card that every person that's born in December gets at least four times in their lifetime. I can, I mean, I get them one every year.
Terrible. Please don't do that, people.
Please. Yeah. And then, you know, your present gets wrapped in, you know, in birthday, in Christmas wrap instead of birthday wrap. And here's your birthday and your Christmas gift. So my mom got all that. Like, she understood that. And so that was why it was, you know, that special thing. So when I had my children, my daughter Carla, her birthday is December 4th. So I always tried to do something really special for her, knowing that, you know, it's so hard to have a birthday party in December when you've got little ones. It's almost, I had one birthday party growing up. And I think three people were able to show up because it's, you know, you're busy, right? And people
are busy. And plus it's like, it can also be school's out.
Right.
Which is always
all of it. Right. Like your daughter and my other daughter born on the 20th. You know, it's like, they're the kids are gone. You know, they're on vacation. So you can't have a birthday party. And so with Carla, what we were able to do is we had an amusement park where we lived in Seattle. And they would do the lights and have Santa every year. And so that became our tradition.
Right.
And I think that that's what is the thing that I remember. I can't tell you from year to year what I got for my birthday or what I didn't get. But I can tell you that we always went and looked at Christmas lights. I can, I know that Carla will be telling her son, you know, taking him someday to the same amusement park to sit on Santa's lap and saying, you know, this is what, you know, mommy did when she was a little girl on her birthday. And now I get to share it with you. And, you know, and it's those traditions that are just so lovely and make the bitter less bitter and the sweet more sweet.
Right.
You know?
Well, you know, so like I said, my daughter's, it's December 20th. And she, I mean, of course, everybody has like particular things to remember, but the things that she does remember and it's birthdays are a big deal to her. And, you know, she tells everybody, it's like, I never had a birth. I've never had a present, a birthday present wrapped in Christmas paper.
Good for her. Yeah.
It's never, there's never been red and green decorations. Birthday was birthday. Mama always made sure it was separate. There was, you know,
That's awesome.
Birthday was birthday. And I did, number one, because my birthday's in June, which is the perfect month to have a birthday.
Yep.
Because, you know, it's exactly 6 months from Christmas.
Yeah.
So you have like a really big day twice a year and you only have to wait 6 months. I just think it's so sad. You know, it's like, okay.
You get piled on at the end.
I know. And I always meant growing up to give her a birthday present or a birthday, you know, event in June, a half birthday thing. Did I ever do it? No, I'm sorry, I'm into. But it's like, that's a really long, you have to wait all, you know, you all have to wait all year long. Yep. And then now my oldest grandson, his birthday is November 25th. So it's always at Thanksgiving, another sort of thing. Sometimes it's, he was actually born like late Wednesday night before Thanksgiving day. So, you know, sometimes his birthday is actually on Thanksgiving, but it's always the week of, and you know, it's a terrible time to to try to make it special, and everybody's busy, and you know, so bummer. And again, and then my other two grandkids are in October. 15th and 16th, one day brothers, one mm-hmm. day apart, mm-hmm. and on top of Halloween. But, you know, it's like everybody, my husband and I, we're both in June, but everybody else is crammed at the end of the year.
Yep, yep. They piled them on.
Yeah, yeah. You know.
And
which,
my nephew was born on Christmas Day. On Christmas morning. And
my cousin was. I grew up with a cousin. Yeah, that was a thing.
And it was so cute, though. But they brought him out in a big stocking with a little Santa hat on.
Laura came in his stocking.
Oh, I loved it. And he still has his stocking. He hangs it up every year. He just got married back in November. November. Wow. I don't even know what the days are anymore. But being able to talk about, you know, we share those memories. And again, it's now that you're an adult, you know, you're like, wow, I would never do that to my kid. But it is really difficult to try and make everything, all things equal to all kids. My sister was born May 16th. Again, a perfect, perfect day to be born. Mm-hmm. Like, she couldn't have planned that one any better.
Right. School's still in.
Yes, everything. I mean, you can start barbecuing, you can grill out. We were in Southern California, so the weather was lovely. She can have a pool party, you know. You know, but now that I'm an adult, I try to find ways to incorporate mom still into my celebrations. You know, for me, that's really important because that was everything for us. Mm-hmm. You know, so this year we're going to go to Dollywood. It's my best friend, her birthday is 3 days after mine, so we're actually going to go to Dollywood and spend the day and see the lights. Mm-hmm. And that's again very reminiscent
of going to the lights.
And just being able to enjoy and. But those are the memories. It's piling in the station wagon and, you know, and going to the drive-in theaters with the homemade popcorn because, you know, you can't afford to get the popcorn and take seven kids to the movies and, you know, back in the day. But it's just, to me, that's so important. And the older I get, the more apparent it is to me that it's not the dollars spent, but it's the time spent.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of drive-in movies.
Yes.
And memories with your mother.
Yes.
My mom was a single mom and with two kids.
Wow.
And her sister, my aunt, also a single mom, one kid. And so you mentioned that. It's like, yeah, we used to go to a drive-in movie and all the kids hid in the trunk.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like... Now you look back, I was like, really? Did you think you were fooling anybody?
Exactly.
Like, nobody saw the trunk from the, you know, big whatever ginormous car from, you know, because I was born in the room. And of it opening. But that was so much fun. Getting in the trunk.
It's an adventure.
I'm not even sure. It probably wasn't even a charge. We were probably under a certain age, you know, but we liked to do it. And so they probably, my mother and aunt were probably just humoring us.
Yep.
But I don't remember a single movie, but hiding in the trunk, I remember well. And those speakers, you know, that hung on the window that were just terrible. Half the time you had no idea what the dialogue was because all you could hear is static.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, wow.
But that's what it's all about, you know, and I think, like I said, the older I get, the more that I find myself reflecting on that. And one of the goals that I've set myself up for 2025 is that I want to start writing down these stories. And this comes from my brother when we were at my nephew's wedding weekend. My brother and I were talking, and he said to me, he said, "You realize we're the last ones left." And I looked at him and said, "Well, what do you mean we're the last ones left?" And he goes, "In two more generations, they're not going to know mom and dad. Next generation's not going to ever have known our mom and dad. So we're the gatekeepers right now."
Right.
You know, we're the gatekeepers. And we had talked many times about wanting to get my mom to tell some of her stories and to record them.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, we didn't do it. What we did find when she passed away was she had written a lot of journals when my father passed. And they're very, very sad because she was so lonely. So that's really not something that we want to necessarily pass on. But it's about the stories of how we were raised and the fun things that we did and the traditions that we had. And, you know, even though our kids are not in the house anymore and we don't think anyone other than my son is coming over for Christmas. My daughter may still try and fly out. We're not sure. We still decorated the house. You know, our house is, you know, our Christmas village is up and our house is decorated and, you know, and it looks lovely,
by the way, from the pictures.
Thank you.
I'm like, seriously, you had all those people for Thanksgiving and you cooked all that food and you've managed to get your house decorated and I have done none of these things.
Yeah. Well, and we did our – the other
but
thing
I will have by December the 12th
when we're
having the staff party.
There you go. And then the other thing that my husband and I do is we always do a gingerbread house. Mm. Again, it's just these little things, right?
Yes.
Versus, you know, the big extravagant, you know, oh, I want a PS4, I want a PS5, I want to. You know, this year, I want to not stress. This year, I want to enjoy my family more. This year, I want more time because time is fleeting.
And we need to keep in mind, you know, all that, that's all under your control.
Yeah. But it's hard.
It is hard.
It's hard to give yourself permission to do that.
Right. And at the same time, recognizing that it actually is yourself.
Yes.
That is as much to blame as anything else about the stress.
Yes.
Or, you know, it's like, oh, okay, well, you know, everything's not actually being done to me or make it impossible. Now there's plenty, but you know, you do have a say so in it or how much of it you take on.
That's
and
right.
You know, and remembering, because it is, and here we are, December 15th. You know, I don't know about you, but I am madly, you know, do I have things wrapped? No. And it's like, well, whose fault is that? But I have fewer things. Like you, I made a choice this year. It's like there's not going to be as many things. And which part of that's exciting. There may not be as many things. Maybe every person may not get many things. But it's also an exciting year because we're going to have a new, my soon-to-be, hopefully, daughter-in-law. She has a daughter.
Oh, love
and,
that.
You're
going to get a granddaughter finally.
I know. She's coming full grown.
Love it.
She's 15.
Oh.
But she's a girl because all the other ones are a boy.
Yep.
And so it's like, okay. All right, Mom, you know, want it to, because it'll be the first year she'll be there. Last year, she spent Christmas with her dad.
Yeah.
So this year, it's with her mom, so it'll be, you know, with us as well. It's like, okay, what's she like, you know? Because you want her to feel comfortable and all those sorts of things. Well, and her mom sent, she's like, well, here's something, you know, she really wants and loves anything from this website. Of course, it's something I've never heard of because, again, she's a girl.
Yeah.
But, you know, apparently she likes very girly things. When you meet her, she's not a girly girl. She's an artist.
Oh, wow.
I mean, very good artist. She's very shy, and she did show us her work, and it was just like, you got to be kidding me.
Wow.
That looks better than stuff. Like, you know, you could it's like a lot of characters that she's created.
That's
kind of
amazing.
Thing. But very impressive. But not girly girl. I mean, these are like warrior kind of women and men or, you know, characters. So she's like this girly girl stuff. I'm like, oh, man. She goes, she loves lip gloss and.
Oh, love that. Yeah.
You know, these fancy. She's wanting this hairbrush, this, like, you know, has like the silver back, you know, like the dresser sets like your grandmother would have had
have.
But yeah. You know, it's like, wow. Never would have pictured that, but I'm excited because her mother says she's going to be very excited. about it. So
that's very cool.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, I do too.
My sister does something with her. She's got two grandsons, and she does the, they get three gifts, something they want, something they need, no, four gifts, something they want, something they need, something to
read.
And something to read, yeah. I think is what it
yeah.
is.
Yeah, that, yeah. That, which is wonderful.
It's a great way mm-hmm. to think about stuff.
Yeah.
You know, when you've got little ones. With exactly. us, people ask me all the time, well, with all the grandkids that we have, how do we, you know, how
yeah,
do we afford?
How do you handle that?
Well, there's a very simple explanation. They don't all get gifts from us. Now, on their birthdays, they all get something on their birthday. You know, usually yeah. we'll send them money.
Right.
You know, but when it comes to Christmas, some of them have it better off in their families financially than others.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the kids have a lot more grandparents, you know, that really contribute and, you know, and whatever.
Right. More layers of support.
Exactly. So for us, and our kids understand this, and they're really great about that, is that we tend to focus on the ones that are struggling.
Mm-hmm.
And so for those families, we try to kind of supplement that,
mm-hmm.
you know, and so what I'll do is I'll generally send the parents some money mm-hmm. and then that way they can shop for their kids.
Right.
So, I mean, I would rather do that because I grew up in a very economically disadvantaged family.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the struggle that my parents went
yes.
through. You know, I mean, you can't help but overhear, you know, the conversations and, you know, did the check come and did this come and did that, you know, so you knew what was going on.
Right.
And I don't want my children to feel that way. No parent wants to wake up on Christmas morning with their, you know, their child saying, you know, why is there nothing to Santa not like me, right? I mean,
exactly.
that's like, that would break my heart.
Exactly.
So I would rather be able to supplement them to be able to take care of the children, and that's fine and dandy for me.
Mm-hmm. I also really am behind this trend over Santa should not overbuy.
Yes.
You know, because kids go back to school,
yep.
you know, Santa
oh, yeah.
doesn't play favorites,
yes.
you know, and which I think is
it's
so
hard.
Smart.
It's hard, isn't it?
It really is.
Because it gets competitive.
Yes, exactly. It's like, oh, well, you know.
Yeah, your Santa is better than my Santa.
Right. I'm a terrible person.
Right.
And
should never, ever be a thing.
No, like, exactly. So.
And that's why I love that something you need, something to wear, something, you know.
Yeah.
I love that concept.
For the family gifts, yeah.
I wish it would catch on more. I really do. I wish it would.
Yeah, because it's like, okay. I think a lot of, there's, I think my kids do. So there's like one more. I can't now remember.
Yeah, something want,
maybe
need,
it's
wear,
a
read. But I love the reading because any.
Yes,
yeah, I love that.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and I guess that could be read educational as well too. But,
yeah,
you know.
Exactly. I just
but everything. Is
but
education.
To me, that's again, that's about establishing a tradition mm-hmm. versus an expectation.
Right.
Of what am I getting? I think as we get older, the traditions are what we keep hearkening back to.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband and I, we kind of go round and round on Thanksgiving because, you know, he's got recipes that were in his family. He's of Polish and not Ukrainian, but anyway, so he's got a that background. And so there's very specific things that he grew up eating and, you know, it was their whole
right.
thing. And I'm like, but, you know, I grew up in Southern California and that's a totally different thing. You know, we don't have
right.
pierogies where I grew up. And, you know, so we kind of go back and forth. But I win on Thanksgiving. And we're going to do it my way. But the reason why is that for me growing up, the one thing that was always a constant in my family was Thanksgiving. It was my father's very favorite holiday.
Right.
No matter where we were on the economic scale, this was the one thing that it was always the same. It was always stable.
Right.
Right. And my father used to say that Thanksgiving was the perfect holiday because he got all of his favorite foods and he got football all day. So for him, there was no better holiday.
No better holiday.
No better holiday. So I always hear that, like, in the back of my mind as I'm recreating these recipes that mm-hmm. I grew up, you know.
Right.
And then in exchange, I make Gary kolachkis, which is like this little pastry cookie that they're very time consuming, but that's where he grew up, and that's like something that's really important to him. So I make him kolachkis.
I've never heard that word. Say that again.
Kolachkis. Huh. So if you go to Bucky's has kolachkis, but they have a different kind of kolachki. It's basically, it's like a little pastry, and you put like a filling in it. I like lavender. A friend of mine makes lavender jam, and sometimes I'll put the lavender in, which sounds very strange, but it's really just very delicate. And or I'll do apricot or poppy seed, or but anyway, it's you fill these cookies, but they're more of a pastry, and they're just very light and airy and super yummy. So those and I do that for him because again, that's right. His memory,
right? Exactly.
You know,
of,
so you know, you got to give and take, and you know, I can't always have my way, even though I should always get my way. So being able to try and recreate those recipes to me is what it's all about. And a few years ago, I actually gave my kids, my adult kids, recipe books, cookbooks that I created that were all of their favorite recipes.
Uh-huh.
You know,
wonderful.
So they were all custom.
Right.
To, you know, here's what you always ask me to make when you come home kind of recipe.
Uh-huh.
And then there were a couple that were, you know, that they just liked. But things like that, I mean, I wish that my mom had ever written anything down because she never wrote recipes down.
Right. And I remember growing up, I would be like, show me how this. And again, single mom, she worked two jobs. She worked all day. She came home. She fixed our supper. And then she went off to her second job. So she just, and it was always, you know, I will, but not today.
Yeah.
I will, but not today. Yeah. And, you know, it never came. I grew up, and you know, my mother-in-law, for wedding shower, gave me a Betty Crocker cookbook.
Oh, I love it.
And that's where I learned how to cook, was from the Betty Crocker cookbook. But my husband was in the Air Force, and so I actually, when I graduated from college, like the next day, I flew to England.
Wow.
And because that's where you're stationed, and we got married over there, and so you couldn't work. I mean, it was like so much red tape, and couldn't get a job, and so I'd gone from, you know, being in college and working a job while I was in college, and graduating in 3 years, and to then like, what do I do all day, kind of thing. So, you know, I cooked. You know, that's what you learn. I learned how to cook from my Betty Crocker cookbook. So that's where I learned how to cook. Back to your kids thing on the recipes. I think that's fabulous. A few years ago, I did that on, I make good cornbread. Everybody loves my cornbread. I love my cornbread. I make good cornbread.
Guess what she's making us? She's going to make us some cornbread.
You know, it's like, what's the recipe? I'm like, there is no recipe. You just, it's like, I'm like, well, watch. You know, they'll be like, but how much of that is? I'm like, I don't know.
You measure with your heart.
It doesn't matter how much. It's like you put however much in, and then you pour the buttermilk in until, you know, it's like this about soupy thing. Well, they went, you know, oh, I can't do that. I have to. So one year, I made myself measure things to, you know, just like, okay, how much of this? And then I made it over and over several times to make sure I got it right. Mm-hmm. Went and, you know, did the whole thrifting thing, found everybody old, you know, cast iron skillets.
And, love it.
And, you know, spent time seasoning them and, you know, over and over in the oven. And I wrote the recipe on the cutting board. And then on the back of the cutting board, I put each one in, like my son really likes the lasagna. It's not really my recipe. It's my sister-in-law's recipe. It's Aunt Mary's lasagna, but it put that on his. And my daughter loves my chicken and dumplings. So put that. So they got a flip side. Plus other dear, I'm going to call them adopted children, not officially, but they're kids that grew up with me. I was their Sunday school teacher. I was their youth leader, and then they actually both came to work for us. So I did the same thing on theirs. And it does my heart so good. Just not long ago, my son's like, I need you to rewrite this recipe. I can't read it anymore. I'm like, really? Do you still need the recipe after making cornbread this morning. No, but that's not the point, Mom. It's in your handwriting.
Yep.
It's like, okay, I can do that if that's the reason. But yeah, those things that are particularly. But a lot of the other recipes, when youth leader at church, the youth made a cookbook, you know, gathered, you know, recipes from everybody in the church. And I made sure some of those family ones were in there. So they're down there. But that's not nearly as good as you did with your own particular recipe book of their particular favorite.
Yeah.
All those.
And it's, you know, there's blank pages so that they can expand it. But you know what? Whatever it is, however you choose to share the holiday, just make it special. We're going to be off next week in honor of Christmas. So we're going to be running a best of episode, and we'll be back to celebrate the new year. This is Dollars and Cents with Clinch Powell and WAEW.
Dollars and Cents with Clinch Powell airs every Sunday beginning at 1:15 right here on WAEW AM.